Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News The World This Hour, I'm Julianne Hazelwood. CBC News has learned Ontario's government will impose strong new limits on the use of cell phones in schools. An announcement is expected tomorrow and is said to include measures to keep children focused on learning. Bill Tucker is a former school board chair and a retired professor from Western University.
There are instances down in the United States where teachers' voice has been recorded and through AI used to make suggestive comments to female students or other students.
Ontario imposed cell phone limits in schools in 2019, but critics say those rules were tough to enforce. Five Ontario school boards recently launched lawsuits against major social media companies, alleging their products interfere with learning. Students at McGill and Concordia University have started a pro-Palestinian solidarity encampment. They're demanding the schools divest funds connected to Israel. It's a similar scene at several U.S. colleges this weekend where protests are taking place. Albert Delatella tells us more.
Police at Northeastern University in Boston detained about 100 people this morning as they cleared what an official calls an unauthorized encampment. It follows word from officials at Columbia University in New York, who said yesterday that bringing back police to campus would only inflame tensions. That's about a week after 108 pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested there. The cross-country protests come amid a mounting death toll in Gaza as Israel's war on Hamas continues. Demonstrators are calling for the schools to cut financial ties to Israel and divest from companies they say are enabling the conflict. At Columbia, protester Mahmoud Khalil says they're at an impasse.
It's very clear the university does not want to criticize Israel.
At the Humboldt campus of California State Polytechnic University, at least two buildings remain occupied by protesters. The school has moved to close the campus and change to a remote format for the rest of the semester. Albert Delatala, CBC News, Toronto.
Harvey Weinstein is in a New York City hospital. His lawyer says the disgraced movie mogul is undergoing tests and that he's suffering from a series of health issues. The New York Court of Appeals overturned Weinstein's rape conviction on Thursday, but he remains in custody as he is still serving time for a separate rape conviction in Los Angeles. People in parts of the Midwest and southern U.S. are picking through what's left of their belongings. They were slammed by a string of powerful storms and tornadoes yesterday. And as Steve Futterman explains, many are being told to brace for even more destruction.
Oh, no!
This is what it sounded like as one of dozens of tornadoes hit just outside Lincoln, Nebraska. This family concerned about the windows.
Can we get away from the windows?
And when the tornado goes directly over, you can hear debris hitting the house. Lincoln is among the areas with the most damage, along with Nebraska's largest city, Omaha. Residents who lived through it are simply happy to have survived.
I'm not too afraid to admit it. I was crying like a baby.
This man described it as a half minute of terror.
The noise and the wind and then things hitting the house. Then within probably 30 seconds, it was gone.
There is widespread destruction. On some streets, there are no longer homes. This woman is still emotional.
I don't know what else to say. I just hope everyone's okay.
Law enforcement is now going through much of the debris.
We're looking in basements, trying to find any victims and make sure everybody is rescued that needs assistance.
And more extreme weather is in the forecast. Steve Futterman for CBC News, Los Angeles.
A popular tourist destination in Quebec is introducing a $30 visitor fee. The mandatory fee will be for domestic and international travelers who stay in the Magdalen Islands. It will only apply if you stay for more than 24 hours between May and mid-October. And those who don't pay risk a $1,000 fine. The mayor says the fee is necessary because summer tourists are burdening local services and putting a strain on municipal revenue. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Julianne Hazelwood.